local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
A deadly, violent weekend in Mobile. We'll give you details coming up in just a second. Also, Dr. Bill will walk us through what is a beautiful forecast for this week, and we'll check the ride in with Kane right now here on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, traffic's in an accident at Moffitt Road just east of Oak Hill Drive. Also, northbound 65 between Government and Airport. That's going to be with injuries and some road blockage, so be careful. So far, the Bayway and the Causeway looking good. Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort all the way to Malvis and Loxley and I-10. No delays. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Tundra with 0% financing available or $5,700 in savings, model 8377. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
708 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane. Hey, we're talking to you right now on the text line. I want to get to a text in just a second. Text line 343-0106. Of the first, Mobile confirmed 5 shootings across the city in just a little more than 24 hours over this last weekend. Story from our news partners at WKRG. In total, 2 people were killed and 10 others hurt during the violent weekend. First shooting Friday night happened on DIP. 2 people were killed, 3 others hurt, happened around 9:30. Not long after that shooting, another person was seriously hurt when he was shot, allegedly breaking into a home on Lucille Street. Then Saturday late afternoon, police responded to the crossings at Pine Brook apartment complex on Azalea, where a man had been shot in the arm. About 2 hours after that shooting, Mobile police rushed to Tuttle Avenue. Victim told police someone tried to rob him, and in the process, he was shot in the leg. And finally, on Saturday night, 26 hours after the deadly shooting on Friday night, 3 people were shot outside a home on Barker Drive West. According to police, they were inside a car outside the home when another car drove past, firing shots at them. The 3 are expected to be okay. Most of the victims in the weekend shooting are expected to be okay. Police are still searching for some of the suspects. We'll delve into this more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. And on a happy note, I get away from that for a second. Tony sent us text this morning asking about the Flickr page for Bill Finch's show. Now, Bill Finch, Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast show, runs from 9 to 11 on Sunday mornings. Every week. And by the way, the podcast, very popular. You can grab it through our podcast page. Plus, it replays on Sunday evenings. But Bill's show, it's a gardening show. So people are wanting to show off what they're growing in their garden or ask Bill a question. Hey, what do you think this is or that? You know, so that the doctor there can do the analysis of what it is. So there's a Flickr page. Flickr is just a website where you put pictures.
Image hosting is image what they do.
See that? See, he knows the real term. I said, place you put pictures. Image hosting site. And so Tony was asking more about that. Now, you can get to the Flickr page. Like, I gave Tony the direct link, but for the rest of us, the best way to do it is if you'll go to fmtalk1065.com, go to shows, and then click on Bill Finch's Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. You'll see a picture picture there and whatever the most recent picture is, and you click that picture, the link right there with it, and that takes you to the whole page.
Yeah, you could do that. Also, if you let the picture load for a half a tick,
it
there
takes
on
a
the
second
page,
to load. Yes,
then you can click through right on that page. You don't even have to go to another page. You can click through the photos there and then
browse through those.
Yeah, you could browse and as the show is going on, Philip Bush in the other room, he's loading the pictures up there to that page, so you can even look at the images as Bill talks about them.
I mean, the zucchini squash pictures here, and the pictures of bell peppers already, and some beautiful, beautiful plants in people's yard, flowering plants, all that is up, and you can check it out by just going to fmtalk1065.com. Make sure to go to shows and go to Plain Gardening for the Gulf Coast. All right, 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, and time for headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More details regarding multiple shootings over the past weekend here in Mobile, as the ages of the victims have been identified and a suspect named as well. The Friday night shootings on Dolphin Island Parkway claimed the lives of a 27-year-old man and a 38-year-old man. Mobile police have not released their names at this hour. Three other people, all males, ages 17, 38, and 39, were treated at a local hospital, also suffering from gunshot wounds. Mobile police confirmed that these shootings are related to an ongoing investigation. 29-year-old Cedric Williams, he was arrested for his believed involvement into the murders and assaults. He was booked into Metro Jail on Saturday on two counts of murder and two counts of assault second degree. Then, less than 10 minutes later, not far from those shootings on Lucille Street, that's where a 49-year-old man was shot four times. He was transported to University Hospital. At last check, he was listed in critical condition. $500,000 worth of drugs are now off our streets thanks to our Mobile County Sheriff's deputies. Authorities pulled over a vehicle identified as a rental car on I-10, that driver traveling to Miami from Colorado. Deputies seized approximately $500,000 of high-grade marijuana during that traffic stop. In addition to the drugs, law enforcement also uncovered about 1,200 packets of THC vape cartridges. The 26-year-old driver was charged with trafficking marijuana. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Jury deliberations continue later today in the trial of George Tucker Graw. The Gulf Shores man is charged with arson. In 2016, police say Graw set his neighbor's duplex on fire 3 days before Christmas. A food plate fundraiser raised $15,000 over the weekend for the family of a 14-year-old tragically killed in an ATV accident. The Cal City for Volunteer Fire Department hosted that fundraiser for Anna Weaver's family yesterday on what would have been her birthday. Officials will cut the ribbon on a new Veterans Administration outpatient clinic in Tillman's Corner today. The ceremony is set for 11 this morning. The clinic will open to veterans March 25th. Appointments are already being scheduled. The NCAA basketball tournament is set. The SEC champion Auburn Tigers are a number 5 seed in the Midwest region. 6 other SEC teams, including the Florida Gators, are in the big dance. Florida is a 10 seed in the West region. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
Man, I hope you can help me. The big game is this Sunday, and I always throw the best tailgating parties. But I can't show up with my tailgate all banged up like this.
What happened here?
I may have been checking the scores while trying to back into a parking spot.
I understand, sir. We got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
Ah, spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Well, things are picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit ThompsonCat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
Auburn wins the SEC tournament. Rory McIlroy wins on St. Patrick's Day. That was fitting.
Yeah,
Kyle Busch gets win number 200. 716 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Auburn Tigers came into the SEC tournament last week on a four-game winning streak, then proceeded to win four in a row over the weekend to win their first SEC tournament title since 1985. The Tigers were the number 5 seed for the tourney. They defeated number 12 seed Missouri on Thursday, 81-71, and followed that up by beating number 4 seed South Carolina, 73-64 on Friday. In the Saturday semifinal, Auburn beat number 8 seed Florida, 65-62, and wrapped it up on Sunday with an 84-64 drubbing of number 3 seed Tennessee for the tournament title. Head coach Bruce Pearl spoke after the win.
I think back to all the people at Auburn. I'm thinking about the kids on spring break right now. I'm telling you, the Bahamas and South Florida and the white sand beaches of Des are lit up. These kids are going to remember where they were.
Yeah.
You know, when their team, sure, you know, won the SEC championship.
You know, I love Bruce Pearl. He used to coach at Tennessee, and he is so excited during the game. They kept a camera on him the entire 4 days that Pearl Auburn played and a microphone on him. And basically half the game was a half screen of Bruce Pearl and a half screen of the actual game.
That, well, you know, there's something to it. I mean, Bruce Pearl comes in, like you said, and here's Auburn at the bottom of the SEC basketball world.
Uh-huh.
And turns it around. And it's not like it's any specific one recruit that changed everything. It's coaching, right?
Oh, yeah, big time coaching. He's done a fantastic job turning them around. Actually, when he took over in 2014, like you said, they were one of the worst teams in the league, now a perennial contender. And of course, last season, Pearl led the Tigers to a share of the SEC regular season title, and that was their first NCAA tournament appearance since 2003. This year, even though they finished fourth in the SEC standings, he pulled off that tournament title yesterday and again has the Tigers in the NCAA tournament. Yesterday, following the conference tournaments, the NCAA selection committee revealed the 68 teams that will participate in this year's March Madness tournament. Auburn earned a number 5 seed. They'll be in the Midwest region and begin their drive for a title in Salt Lake City on Thursday against number 12 seed New Mexico State. That pregame will start at 12 o'clock right here on FM Talk 106.5 with a 12:30 tip. Auburn's one of 7 SEC teams that earned a bid in the tournament. Tennessee's a 2 seed in the South region. They'll face number 15 seed Colgate on Friday. Kentucky's a 2 seed in the Midwest region. They'll play number 15 seed Abilene Christian on Thursday. LSU's a 3 seed in the East. They'll take on Ivy League champion and number 14 seed Yale in round 1 on Thursday. Mississippi State, a 5 seed in the East region. They'll see number 12 seed Liberty on Friday. Ole Miss, the number 8 seed in the South region. They'll play number 9 seed Oklahoma Friday. And Florida is the number 10 seed in the West. They've got a date with number 7 seed Nevada in round 1 on Thursday. Alabama was left on the outside looking in. They'll instead play in the NIT tournament. They're number 1 seed and will play at home in Tuscaloosa against Norfolk State on Wednesday. The South Alabama women's basketball team almost pulled off the unthinkable at the Sun Belt Conference tournament this weekend. The Jags came into the tourney as the number 7 seed and beat 4 teams in a row before coming up 1 point short of defeating the first-seeded Little Rock Trojans for the title and an automatic NCAA tournament bid. South lost 57-56 on Saturday. It was their first Sun Belt championship appearance since 1989. South's record now stands at 24-10, and we'll find out tonight when the NCAA makes their selections for the women's tournament whether South's season will continue either in the NCAA or NIT tournament. The South Alabama baseball and softball teams had 3-game home series against Sunbelt foe Texas State this weekend. The men's team won on Friday and Saturday, but dropped Sunday's finale. They're now 10-7, 1 month into the season. The softball team won Saturday, but lost Friday and Sunday's games to drop to 10-15. Next up, the baseball team has a home-and-home series against New Orleans, beginning Tuesday night in New Orleans. Softball team plays at Southern Miss on Tuesday. On the PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy birdied 5 of his final 10 holes at TPC Sawgrass to win the Players' Championship by 1 stroke. He finished at 16 under par. McIlroy finally got his first win of 2019 after he finished in the top 6 in each of his 5 previous PGA starts this year. The win is McIlroy's 15th on tour and his first since the 2018 Arnold Palmer Invitational. That was also held over St. Patrick's Day weekend. Jim Furyk finished second at 15 under. Tiger Woods finished in a tie for 30th at 6 under par. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch won the Auto Club 400 for his second Cup Series win in a row and the 200th NASCAR National Series win of his career. Since his first Xfinity Series win in Richmond in 2004, Busch has excelled at all three levels of NASCAR. He's now in position to become NASCAR's overall career victories leader with his next win. Yesterday at Fontana, Joey Logano finished second, followed by Brad Keselowski third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Ryan Blaney fifth. Next up, the series heads to Martinville Speedway for the STP 500 on Sunday. 7:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. Medical expenses can take a toll on taxpayers, so the IRS has typically allowed you to deduct certain medical costs when they're a big chunk of your income. Under the new tax law, taxpayers were given a temporary reprieve to deduct expenses that exceed just 7.5% of their incomes for 2017 and 2018. But starting this year, the threshold will revert back to 10%. Keep in mind, qualifying expenses can include payments for reading glasses and dentures in addition to medicine and copays. I'm Alexis Leondis, Bloomberg Radio.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Effort, money. Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers & Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's ByersCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s, and then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Alabama high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Alabama High School Athletic Association and the Alabama High School Athletic Directors and Coaches Association.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we have a fatality accident. Moffett Road just east of Oak Hill Drive. Expect long lines of delays there. And also another accident is going to be slowing up traffic this morning. Northbound 65 between Government and Airport. And a new wreck just happened. No injuries, but still on the roadway at University Boulevard and Ziegler Boulevard. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile. They've got great deals on their 2018 display models. Ask about their free furniture packages with your new home. Call 649 2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:25 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Just about 10 minutes away from Dr. Bill and a fantastic forecast for this week. Chamber of Commerce couldn't have signed it up any better. Right now is sitting at 49 at our studios, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Okaloosa County, Florida this morning, as an autopsy has been ordered and scheduled for a 3-year-old, Frederick Franken Jr. He was killed last Friday. According to authorities, the child's father, 61-year-old Frederick Franken Sr., then turned the weapon on himself. Law enforcement confirmed the child's mother discovered both bodies inside the family home after she returned home from work Friday afternoon. At this hour, the father did survive and remains in critical condition at a Florida hospital. The Covington County Jail confirms a riot broke out last Friday during an inmate transfer. In a Facebook post, Sheriff Blake Terman says that around 4 p.m., just as three inmates were set to be transferred to another jail, quote, due to illegal activity and disruptive behavior, two of the inmates, they cooperated, but the third, identified as Olin McGee Jr., he did not. He was fighting and resisting officers and then is accused of jumping into a crowd of inmates who could not be locked down because the locks to the cells were inoperable. And that's what ignited that riot. Jail officials deployed tear gas to get a control of the riot. Thankfully, no one was injured. As for the two inmates who were successfully transferred, well, they were taken to the Conecuh County Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 727 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Violent weekend in Mobile. You have five different shootings. You have two people dead, many others injured. We'll talk more about that coming up also with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. A dry and a really pretty week ahead. We'll get details, although it's been a different story in the upper Midwest and now draining down through the Mississippi Valley. They're seeing pretty big flooding. You look at places like Iowa and Nebraska, Wisconsin, and that's all coming south. Of course, will affect places like Missouri and Arkansas, Mississippi, and even some reports already that down in South Louisiana, how high the river is down there. We'll get into details with Dr. Bill on that. Also coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, turning up your voice at 343-0106. They go back to work tomorrow in Montgomery for regular session. So the whole beginning of what's happened with the legislature has been special session, and then they got the bill signed last week. Then they took the days off because they can't gavel back in till tomorrow. So they gavel back into regular session. One of the prime items up, as we are told, is going to be the lottery. They're going to be discussing that when they return tomorrow. And we'll get your take on that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour at 343-0106.
I wonder if, since they've already done the heavy lifting with the gas tax to get it started, whether that makes the rest of the general session easy for them, or if we're still going to have some contentious moments.
I think
up.
Contentious because you got the lottery, you got possible Medicaid expansion as part of the mix. So, and of course, if the governor doesn't do the executive action on prisons, then you have that going into the legislature. Plus, yes, now more names declared running on the Democrat side for president in 2020. We'll run through some of those with you as well. Check in with News 5, then a update from Dr. Bill follows.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A violent weekend in Mobile, five shootings in just over 24 hours. Two people were killed, 10 others wounded. In one of the shootings, the victim told police he was shot in the leg while being robbed. In another shooting, an alleged intruder was shot while breaking into a home. The death of a man visiting from Missouri is under investigation. Deputies want to know how the man fell from a balcony in Destin. Early Saturday morning, 27-year-old Justin Trepaner's body was found on a pool deck. Deputies say he was visiting from Millersville, Missouri. Officials will cut the ribbon today on a new Veterans Administration outpatient clinic in Tillman's Corner. The ceremony is set for 11 this morning. The clinic will open to veterans March 25th. Appointments are already being scheduled. The NCAA basketball tournament is set. The SEC champion Auburn Tigers are a number 5 seed in the Midwest region. Six other SEC teams, including the Florida Gators, are in the Big Dance. Florida is a 10 seed in the West region. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffett Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Many Nebraska towns have become islands as floodwaters threaten along the Missouri and down through the Mississippi rivers. Correspondent Stephanie Elam is in Omaha.
All of the river systems in the state of Nebraska are experiencing some stage of flooding. And on top of that, more than half of the counties in Nebraska are in a state of emergency.
Dutch police confirm one dead, multiple wounded in a shooting on a tram in the city of Utrecht.
The Dutch prime minister has said, Mark Rutte has said he's very concerned by what's taking place. There's some confusion as to whether or not they're officially labeling this a terrorist incident or not. The police here won't call it that, but the central command say that it does appear to be that way.
Correspondent Richard Quest, a storage tank fire on the Houston Ship Channel has spread to 7 petrochemical storage tanks, forcing residents in the suburb of Deer Park, Texas, to stay indoors. No injuries as of yet reported. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Fidelity National Information Services of Jacksonville has agreed to acquire Ohio-based WorldPay for $35 billion, creating a global payments giant as merchants and their customers compete in an increasingly number of transactions online. The companies say the combined company will combine their one-stop shop services to process online and in-store payments and manage transactions in multiple currencies. The CEO of Newell Brands is leaving the consumer products conglomerate, which has struggled with weak sales and missed targets since a merger put Sharpie Pens, Mr. Coffee Machines, and Yankee Candle under the same roof. Michael Polk, who came under attack last year by activist investors, will leave at the end of June. Crude oil up 4 cents at $58.56 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are mixed this morning after stocks closed higher on Friday. And for the week last week, the Dow Industrials added 398. That's Your Money Now.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleintroat and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And some clouds out there this morning, but I got to tell you, like yesterday, I thought that was pretty fantastic. More of that, please.
Yeah, well, we've got some dry weather that's going to affect us all week. The next chance for rain now appears to be Sunday. But we've got another reinforcement of dry air that's moving into Alabama, and we'll head to the coast here tonight. It's going to give us some chilly readings tomorrow night. In fact, we're going to get into the 30s Tuesday night, mostly upper 30s, but some areas could be in the mid-30s. And then after that, we just slowly warm up through the week with plenty of sunshine, so it looks really good. Today, some clouds this morning, but coming mostly sunny. We should get into the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, we'll cool to the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, a little bit cooler, about 65 degrees, but sunny. And then, as I mentioned, tomorrow night, into the upper 30s. And then the rest of the week for Wednesday, upper 60s and sunny. And then Thursday and Friday, we get into the 70s, the low 70s with plenty of sunshine. And looking way ahead to the weekend, looks like Saturday will be the best day with sunny skies around 75 and then a few showers in the mid-70s on Sunday. So a really nice stretch of weather with temperatures slowly climbing into the 70s this week, but still cooling down into the 40s at night.
I would use the dry out for sure. And looking at areas to our west and north, the flooding up along the Mississippi River drainage is significant.
Yeah, this is the time of the year that we start to see the snow melt, but also the northern states and out into the Great Plains, they've had a series of storms coming in from the Pacific coast that have produced a lot of rain up in that area. So the combination of the rain and the snow melt is really starting to show up.
All right, Dr. Bill, remind folks, too, if they have yet to get their copy of the 2019 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac, you've got some available.
Yeah, there's still you can still find them at West Marine here in Mobile, as well as Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. If you're over on the Eastern Shore, you could stop by Old Time Garden Supply and Billy Langford Allstate. And they also have copies at Autocraft Collision Center.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your update, and we're coming right back. Kelly's got her headlines, and Kane's got traffic next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we discuss the differences in coaching males versus females in the workplace. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
I didn't believe it until I talked to my guests, but coaching and managing and leading females in the workplace is different than males. Females, I learned, are more competitive, yet require affirmation from their leaders. They often ask themselves, am I good enough for this job or this task or this project? Men just plow ahead without even considering that question at all. These are huge generalizations, but there's something to be learned here. We meet the female COO of a financial services company and a very successful women's volleyball coach. Listen Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
From the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, several accidents with injuries, including Jeff Hamilton Road between Dawes and Grace Court. Also, 65 northbound between Government and Airport. Still slow because of an accident with injuries and a fatality accident overlooked road at Forest Ridge Road. That's going to be Moffett Road in the Oak Hill Drive area, so expect delays in that area. Avoid it if you can. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. With new roofs and roof repairs, call 776-100. It's Jubilee Roofing, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane, and of course Kelly. She's got her headlines right now.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New information this morning in tornadoes, which touched down in Alabama last Thursday. 15 tornadoes touched down. The National Weather Service spent a second day over the weekend traveling to storm-impacted areas and assessing the damage. A string of supercell storms, that's what rolled across the state last Thursday, with multiple areas in North and Central Alabama reporting damage. The Weather Service says that four or more tornadoes were generated by just two of those
supercells. The tornadoes ranged from EF0 to EF1, and the speeds were 70 miles per hour to 120 mile per hour winds, which hit Elmore County. Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall has announced the arrest of a Butler County juvenile probation officer. 63-year-old Terry Van Lewis is accused of sex crimes involving minors under his supervision at least 20 years ago. The Montgomery man is charged with one count of first-degree rape and two charges of first-degree sexual abuse. He surrendered at the Butler County Jail on Friday and has since been released on $300,000 bond. His arrest followed indictments which were issued last week. During 1994 until 1999, the victims, all underage, were under his supervision at the time. If convicted, Lewis faces a maximum penalty of life in prison and a $60,000 fine for the first-degree rape charge, which is a Class A felony. For each charge of first-degree sexual abuse, he faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison and a $15,000 fine. First-degree sexual abuse is a Class C felony. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 741, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill Cullen for this beautiful week. I want to check in right now with Larry Kirby at LCM. It's going to be a fantastic week for the windows down on some of that new inventory.
Absolutely. It's going to be a beautiful week, and we got a lot full again. We had got kind of low, but we're up right now at 100 vehicles on the lot, so we've got a little bit of everything.
And when you say a little bit of everything, kind of explain that, because you focus, like what categories?
You know, we have cars, we have sport utilities, we have the mid-size sport utilities, we got the full-size sport utilities, the long sport utilities. You know, we got four-wheel drive trucks, two-wheel drive trucks, and we've got a great supply of diesel trucks.
Yeah, you're talking about that on Friday. What if somebody comes in and they don't see, which is tough with 100 vehicles, to see the vehicle for them, y'all will go headhunt a vehicle, too, for us.
Absolutely. We'll do our best to find it for them. You know, we'll sit down and go over all the options they require, mileage, colors, so forth, all the different variations, and we go to work for them.
All right. Give us directions to come check out that inventory and talk financing.
Highway 90 West and Theodore, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks, Sean.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. Right now, we're heading to check in with News 5 next.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long. 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you.
Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company, until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
This information update brought to you by Arrow Exterminating. Business or residential, inside and out, let Arrow take care of all of your pest control needs. Call Arrow, 888-GO-ARROW, or online, arrowexterminators.com.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Jury deliberations continue later today in the trial of George Tucker Graw. The Gulf Shores man is charged with arson. In 2016, police say Graw set his neighbor's duplex on fire 3 days before Christmas. A food plate fundraiser raised $15,000 over the weekend for the family of a 14-year-old tragically killed in an ATV accident. The Cal City for Volunteer Fire Department hosted that fundraiser for Anna Weaver's family yesterday on what would have been her birthday. Officials will cut the ribbon on a new Veterans Administration outpatient clinic in Tillman's Corner today. The ceremony is set for 11 this morning. The clinic will open to veterans March 25th. Appointments are already being scheduled. The NCAA basketball tournament is set. The SEC champion Auburn Tigers are a number 5 seed in the Midwest region. 6 other SEC teams, including the Florida Gators, are in the Big Dance. Florida is a 10 seed in the West region. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
If you're ready to join the growing trend of tooling around town or the neighborhood in a golf cart, Cart Doctor says now is the time to buy during Cart Doctor's spring sale, featuring all street legal carts at the very best prices of the year. But hurry, these sale prices are good only through March. Street legal carts are fun, safe, and more convenient than your car. The golf cart lifestyle is becoming more popular. You see them everywhere. And with that popularity comes more cart ordinance enforcement. So be safe. Be legal. Be street legal with a new cart from Cart Doctor. Trisha and Steven are ready to make a deal, and you're sure to find the perfect cart from their enormous inventory with brands like Tomberlin, Star, and the all-new Icon models. All street legal and all on sale now. Choose from standard carts or upgrade to luxury models. Join the golf cart lifestyle at a great price now at Cart Doctor on Highway 90 in Theodore. Alabama's only Tomberlin and Icon dealer. Cart Doctor.
The Auburn Tigers are SEC champs. Rory McIlroy wins on St. Patrick's Day, and Kyle Busch gets win number 200, 746 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Auburn Tigers came into the SEC tournament last week on a 4-game winning streak and proceeded to win 4 more in a row over the weekend to win their first SEC tournament title since 1985. The Tigers were the number 5 seed for the tourney. They defeated number 12 seed Missouri on Thursday, 81-71, and followed that up by beating number 4 seed South Carolina, 73-64, on Friday. In the Saturday semifinal, Auburn beat number 8 seed Florida, 65-62, and wrapped it up yesterday with an 84-64 drubbing of number 3 seed Tennessee for the tournament title. Head coach Bruce Pearl spoke after the win.
I think back to all the people at Auburn. I'm thinking about the kids on spring break right now. I'm telling you, the Bahamas and South Florida and the white sand beaches of Destin are lit up. These kids are going to remember where they were, you know, when their team you know, won the SEC championship.
Bryce Brown was named the SEC Tournament Most Valuable Player after setting a record for the most three-pointers in an SEC tournament with 18. He was 5-for-10 from three in the championship game versus Tennessee and led the Tigers with 19 points in the win. Since Auburn coach Bruce Pearl took over the team in 2014, he's done a masterful job turning the Tigers from one of the worst teams in the league into a perennial contender. Last season, Pearl led the Tigers to a share of the SEC regular season title and their first NCAA tournament appearance since 2003. This year, although the Tigers finished with the SEC's fourth best record, he pulled off the tournament title and again has the Tigers in the NCAA tournament. Yesterday, following the conference tournaments, the NCAA selection committee revealed the 68 teams that will participate in this year's March Madness tournament. Auburn earned a number 5 seed in the Midwest region. They'll begin their drive for a title in Salt Lake City on Thursday against number 12 seed New Mexico State. Auburn's one of 7 SEC teams that earned a bid in the tournament. Tennessee is a number 2 seed in the South region. They'll face 15 seed Colgate on Friday. Kentucky is a 2 seed in the Midwest region. They'll play number 15 seed Abilene Christian on Thursday. LSU is the number 3 seed in the East. They'll take on the Ivy League champion and number 14 seed Yale in round 1 on Thursday. Mississippi State is a 5 seed in the East region. They'll see number 12 seed Liberty on Friday. Ole Miss is the number 8 seed in the South region. They'll play number 9 seed Oklahoma Friday. And Florida is the number 10 seed in the West. They've got a date with number 7 seed Nevada in round 1 on Thursday. Alabama is left on the outside looking in. They'll instead play in the NIT tournament. They're a number 1 seed and will play at home in Tuscaloosa against Norfolk State on Wednesday. The South Alabama women's basketball team almost pulled off the unthinkable in the Sun Belt Conference tournament. The Jags came into the tournament as the number 7 seed and beat 4 teams in a row before coming up 1 point short of defeating the first-seeded Little Rock for the title and an automatic NCAA tournament bid. South lost 57-56 on Saturday in their first Sun Belt championship appearance since 1989. The Jags' record this season now stands at 24-10. We'll find out tonight when the NCAA makes their selections for the women's tournament whether South's season will continue either in the NCAA or NIT tournament. The South Alabama baseball and softball teams had three-game home series against Sunbelt foe Texas State this weekend. The men's team won on Friday and Saturday, but dropped Sunday's finale. They're now 10-7, 1 month into the season. The softball team won Saturday, but lost Friday and Sunday's games to drop to 10-15. Next up, the baseball team has a home-and-home series against New Orleans beginning Tuesday night in New Orleans. The softball team plays at Southern Miss tomorrow night. On the PGA Tour, Rory McIlroy birdied five of his final 10 holes at TPC Sawgrass to win the Players' Championship by one stroke at 16 under par. McIlroy finally got his first win of 2019 after he finished in the top six in each of his five previous PGA starts this year. The win is McIlroy's 15th on tour and his first since the 2018 Arnold Palmer Invitational. Jim Furyk finished second at 15 under. Tiger Woods finished in a tie for 30th at 6 under par. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch won the Auto Club 400 for his second Cup Series win in a row and the 200th NASCAR National Series win of his career. Since his first Xfinity Series win in Richmond in 2004, Busch has excelled at all three levels of NASCAR. He's now in position to become NASCAR's overall career victories leader with his next win. Yesterday at Fontana, Joey Logano finished second, followed by Brad Keselowski in third, Kevin Harvick fourth, and Ryan Blaney fifth. Next up, the series heads to Martinville Speedway for the STP 500 on Sunday. 7:51 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the BamaFlooring.com traffic center accidents now at Spring Hill Avenue, Mobile Street, and with injuries at Jeff Hamilton Road between Dawes and Grace Court. Northbound 65 still working at Rankin between Government and Airport with injuries, and Overlook Road at Forest Ridge Road. That's one with fatality. Avoid that area if you can. Did you start the new year on a wellness plan? How about eliminating some of that stress by visiting the newly renovated spa at the Grand Hotel? Enjoy a treatment through the spa and salon, a 20,000 square foot European spa and fitness center. Get the details at Grand 1847. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be pleasant with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 40s. And then tomorrow, sunny with highs in the mid-60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
All right, 7:53, FM Talk 106.5, and also Mama June. Possibly, it looks like a setup to me, and I'll tell you why here in just a second. But Mama June arrested in Alabama, drug possession under the influence. Mama June back in the news, unfortunately. I'll get to that in just a second. More headlines now with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Wind Creek is now in Pennsylvania. An iconic sign at the Sands Casino in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, will soon read Wind Creek, which is part of the Alabama Porch Band of Creek Indians. They purchased the Sands Casino Resort for a whopping $1.3 billion last year. The casino will be renamed the Wind Creek Casino and Resort and then undergo a $190 million renovation plan.
So the sign change plan, well, that was approved by the Bethlehem Planning Commission last Thursday. Wind Creek's properties include casinos in Alabama and the Caribbean, a Greyhound track in Alabama, and poker rooms in Florida. This morning, it's the fire department and Gulf Shores to the rescue as workers at a Family Dollar store in Gulf Shores were startled by a recent visitor, a hawk. While workers were bringing items inside of the store, the hawk flew inside the store. Employees did all they could to get the bird out, but no luck. Actually, the bird ended up flying into a window, injuring its right eye. Well, cue the Gulf Shores Fire Rescue firefighters, who were able to capture the hawk with a net, who was then taken to the Orange Beach Wildlife Center for rehabilitation. Now, if you keep up with the fire department there in Gulf Shores, they make no secret of their love of animals. As you may recall, they have combined forces with a nonprofit animal group to appear in a special cat calendar for 2019. The Gulf Shores Animal Care and Control Program calendar features Gulf Shores Fire and Rescue firefighters posing with kittens. According to our news partners at WKRG, the calendars cost $15 and sales will go toward helping the volunteer group deal with the area's feral cat population by creating a trap, neuter, release program. If you'd like more information and you'd like to purchase that calendar, head over to Facebook and look for the Gulf Shores Animal Care and Control Program. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Well said, last hour. Dalton said, you know, hey, firefighters, cut the rest of us dudes some slack. It's firefighters with cuddly animals posing in the, you know, it's enough trouble for us regular guys who aren't firefighters. You know, if a lady does have a calendar that's featuring males, it's firefighters.
Yeah, right? For sure.
And then if you then take, like, firefighter has kitten or something like that, then
It's over for the rest of us.
So, y'all cut us some slack, man. Could grade this on a curve or something like that? All right. I will say that we have spent way more time than we should have this morning, you and I both, trying to find out the actual metro or the town, whatever hamlet the arrest went down, and we can't figure out anything other than this is really strange. The news story's out there, and I will say there's a... I got a bit of skepticism right now. I'm waiting to see more on this because she has a new show starting.
Conspiracy.
But the story goes that Mama June and her boyfriend, Gino Doak, were busted at an Alabama gas station with crack and drug paraphernalia. Police originally called because the two of them were having a fight. Classy. Paraphernalia included a glass pipe and some needles. After she was released, Mama June had to get her truck out of impound. TMZ has the video. She sounds in that video like she could probably be strung out on something.
Yeah, and, I would say so.
And she is. Then you said showed up at the...
Yeah, they said they found her the next day or 2 days later at a Wetumpka casino. Gambling. They said she was riding the luck of her weekend with getting arrested with the crack rock and her boyfriend and trying to win some money at the casino.
So Mama June busted for... So she's had this big weight loss, right?
Yeah. What's her new show, From Not to Hot?
I really don't know, but I would guess, yeah, that sounds like it is. So maybe a theme there is how she lost the weight.
Yeah,
she has a show.
She cheated.
Yeah, she took the easy route, I guess, and now busted on drug possession and under the influence of drugs.
You're right. I've taken way too much of my weekend to figure out
there you go.
Where it happened.
All right. We may or may not discuss this ever again, but just wanted to let y'all know what was happening in the world out there.
Not for this song.
Yeah, it's for you, Mama June, and we'll be right back. Hour number three on the way next.
Here's a story about a girl who was tricking on the app.